Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And the referee has called it. Everton 1, Liverpool 4. The final whistle has gone and the Reds are on top once again on Merseyside. They never really left, to be perfectly honest, did they? But yes, wow, what a sensational performance from Liverpool. Chris Pajak, sticky moments when they got the one goal, you know, in the first half.
It was, but the important part was getting through to half time at 2-1, wasn't it? We mentioned that at half time, didn't we? You kind of weathered the storm then. The atmosphere probably took a little bit of a dive as well. Difficult for us to tell, of course, with not having the sound on and stuff. But you could see that they were into it. It was visible that the crowd were motioning and moving around and stuff like that. I didn't notice that second half. Second half, we came out, took control of the game again, didn't we? And then from there, we just slowly ebbed away at their confidence and their game plan, just sort of chiselled away at it, didn't we? To the point where they realised they had nothing.
Yeah.
And Liverpool just kind of got better and better at times. And it could have been more again, Paul.
It was that thing where you could, again, Richarlison's a good player, Damari Gray's a good player, Townsend, I think these are good players, and Gordon, again, very promising young talent there. Individuals have the ability to cause problems in individual situations. They were hoping that their good lads would come on top, and our good lads at the back just did far more than that. And so they were left with hoping that bobbles would bobble their way. And when you're in this kind of form, they tend to go for the form team, and they went for us a lot more. So they had very, very little in the football match.
Yeah, they had two shots on target in the entire game. You know, we had more goals than that.
Yes.
You know, double, yeah. In fact. And we wasted a fucking huge opportunity with Virgil's free kick, which might have been the funniest thing from the whole game.
Yeah, Virgil, you know what I mean? I'm taking this, lads, spot on it, and Graves are going to kick it really soft straight down the middle. Like, it wouldn't even... If you'd taken the wall away, it was still a shit.
Oh, he's doing it to the away fans. What a guy. Oh, well done, Trent, there as well.
Trent with his RIP Ava White t-shirt. Yeah, well done, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yeah, in fact, Chris, you want to go through some of the stats and whatever?
Yeah, I think the first one, obviously, you can't see it on this page, so I'll describe this for you. Liverpool 4, Everton 1. Ball possession, 69% of the ball away from home. That's just scandalous, isn't it? 16 total shots to 8, so double that one. 7 on target to 2. Big chances created. We mentioned this during the live watch-along. 5 chances. 2 big chances missed for Liverpool. So they stuck 3 of their big chances away. They only had 1 big chance, Everton, and they scored it. And here's the interesting one for me. I was looking at this a little bit earlier, Paul. Mm-hmm. Counter-attacks, Liverpool had 4, and counter-attacks with shots, 3. Everton, no counter-attacks. Which I would have thought that would have been part of Everton's game plan, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But they weren't. They were about big, long balls up to Rondon and trying to get something off it. And at times, that's going to cause problems because he's a big fucking unit of a man, isn't mm-hmm. he? But Liverpool's game plan was, we're going to attack, we're going to keep attacking, and we're going to score goals. And that game plan's working quite well at the moment.
Yeah, no, 100%. We can have a little look at how the league table looks so far. No change at the top as City and Chelsea. Well, I think actually City game is, I think, is technically still ongoing, but they're winning that 2-1 at the moment.
No, I think that finished, mate, about 2-3 minutes ago.
Okay, sounds. So Chelsea sit top of the pile, 33 points, City 32, and Liverpool on 31 beneath it. But once again, you can just see that the gulf between us and West Ham in particular. It is very much a three-horse race as it stands at the moment. Liverpool at large and in charge, and just absolutely, you know, fantastic.
The gap
to see.
Grows again. Sorry, did you mention that to West Ham there in fourth?
West Ham dropping points tonight.
Madness, like, yeah.
Jordan Henderson, just to those of you who don't know, opened the scoring on the 9th minute for Liverpool. Salah added a second from Jordan Henderson's through ball on the 19th. He got his second goal of the game in the second half in the 64th minute. And Diogo Jota with a wonderful, wonderful turn and finish on the 79th to kill the game and empty Goodison Park as well. I mean, we'll talk more on all of the players, really. We're going to be doing the instant match reaction live just after 11 o'clock, probably about 11:15, streaming live on Redmen Plus over on the redmentv.com. If you want to get involved with that show and you watch it live or watch it after the fact, because we love you guys, because we've just won the Merseyside Derby for one last time, we're going to throw the code out. Use the code INSTANT, or just the word INSTANT, INSTANT, and get a club captain subscription completely free for a month on Redmen Plus, and you can join us in that show live in an hour or so's time. But let's just talk about that Diogo Jota goal that killed it off, Chris. Yeah. It's a goal from nothing.
It's really bizarre, isn't it? I think it's Andy Robertson's second assist of the game as well. It's kind of behind the man, and Jota just sort of instinctively takes the ball. It's a fucking hell of a turn. You said it before, like a Lallana style turn. What interested me most about it is he looked up twice in the time it took him to hit the touch and get the ball under control. Twice he looked up, once down to check where the ball was, make sure he still had a picture of where that was, once back up the goalkeeper for the second time, and then he knew exactly what it was doing. And then it's about the technique. Can you put the power into it without the swerve? Yeah. And my word, he fucking did it. Like, 'cause he knew Pickford was going to cover that far post, so he just bet on power near post, and as you mentioned, Robbie Fowler, Peter Schmeichel, shades of, 4-1, game over, fans gone. Cars driven, river full, end the game.
Okay, cool. we can get top goal scorers up, actually. Jamie Vardy bagging again, so he's up to 9 goals for the season. But Diogo Jota actually going above Sadio Mane in the goal scoring chart. So Salah still top now, 13 goals. Diogo Jota there on 8 and Sadio Mane on 7. So yeah, Liverpool just absolutely incredible form, ruthless in front of goal.
Have we played 14 games in the league, is that right? So yes. It's 13 in 14 for Mo, like, fuck.
Yeah, it's obscene, that, isn't it? And 8 assists on top of that as well.
Oh, that's just crazy. Like, yeah, yep. I saw a stat on here before and got it in front of me. So Everton only had 163 completed passes in the entire game, which is less than 2 a minute averaged out.
There you go. Absolutely fantastic.
We had 105 just in the attacking third.
It's just ridiculous. We're in danger of getting to the point, and there's no danger really of being like, oh, well, what do you say? Liverpool are better than everyone, so we're probably going to win. And the best thing about this, though, and as evidenced by them getting the goal and having a couple of little moments, this is not Liverpool's final form yet. There's another couple of gears, I think, for us to go. I think we're in the process of putting the foundations in of a season, but we're doing it in a way that we've never seen before in terms of how we're demolishing teams. We won the title based on, we had ruthless goal scorers in Salah in the team still, and Mane. But it was built on solidity. We got a lot of single goal wins in the first half of that season, until we really exploded post Club World Cup and obviously battered Leicester and then battered United in particular at Anfield. But this is something else. Absolutely, yeah. Something else.
There's a ruthlessness to this side when they've got the ball that I've just not seen before from a Liverpool side. You know, you said then we were ruthless back in when we won the league and stuff, but now there's just this, like, we're just going to keep going, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep going. And I don't know whether it's a mentality change where they know they're all fit enough that they can continue to do this, or that they're just enjoying it so much, being so good, that it's just filling them with more and more confidence to keep going. I am a fucking ecstatic, but I'm also, I was expectant of this result. Like, that's a mad thing.
Yeah.
Like, to go to Goodison Park and stick 4 in, when really, when you consider over the last few years, it's been tough sledding. We've had a lot of draws. We got beat last season as well, of course. Yeah. You know, We've just obliterated them in their own backyard.
Yeah, we've been talking about the revenge tour all season, and this was a big stop. This was like a tentpole event, you know, in terms of undoing or redoing or trying to put to bed the demons of last season. To come to Goodison Park and put in a display like that is absolutely out of this world. And as I say, long may it continue. Right, yes, do come and check us out. We've got a couple more shows live on YouTube before we head over to Redmen Plus. I'm going to be doing your reactions to that game in a couple of minutes' time. Chris will be doing player ratings and then join us live streaming over on Redmen Plus, theredmentv.com. If you didn't know, we're going to be doing the instant match reaction if you want to get that show. But one final time, we've got a code. The code is instant. Just go in, create an account, go to Club Captain and put the discount code in there. The code is instant and you will get, and actually not just the show, you get an entire month of everything going on Redmen Plus, which will take you up to and through Christmas as well. But this is the last time that code will be active. We'll be turning that code off tomorrow. So if you want to watch that show, watch all the instant match reactions, in fact, for the whole of December, which of course has got some massive games in the title challenge and the League Cup quarterfinals as well, and all that extra content, then I would highly advise doing it now. You've got nothing to lose. It's literally free. So you can check it out. And we hope to see as many of you over there as humanly possible in about an hour or so, I would say. But yeah, don't go anywhere. I'll be back very shortly indeed. And that was the final whistle. It was Everton 1. It was Liverpool 4. Liverpool are magic. Everton are tragic.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.